live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love will keep us together.
It is 9:10. We'll check back in with Steve Cochran in Las Vegas in just a second. Pete McMurray, Jane Monsuris, Andy Mazur. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Ash Wednesday. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of the Harry Carey toast. Joining us in studio from Harry Carey's is Grant DePorter. I don't think I've ever seen you not wear a suit.
You're probably right. It's very, very rare.
All the time.
Yes, if I want to surprise my staff, I'll go casual and they don't recognize me.
And you brought your chef.
Like undercover. Yeah.
Joe
boss.
Rossetti. Chef, it's great to see you.
Great to see you also. How are you?
I've never seen you without a suit and Joe without the white jacket on. Yes.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
Those are uniforms.
That's good stuff. 20 years. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Harry passed away 20 years ago, February 18th, a Sunday.
I'll never forget it. I was working in Rockford. I was trying to get to Chicago. I moved here in May of 98, and I think I met you right after I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday. It's just because there was like it was actually on Valentine's Day where he was out to dinner with Dutchie, and that was really his final moment. And then 4 days later, it was it. But fans came out. It was just like they were leaving flowers by the restaurant every day. It was like hundreds of fans because Wrigley was closed at that time of year. So everyone just came over to Harry's.
Right. They needed somewhere to go.
Yeah, just all be with each other. Yeah.
Definitely. And tomorrow, 20th anniversary, what's the theme this year?
Space, the infinite frontier.
You know,
I always wanted to do something because...
Of course it is.
Yes, Will Ferrell did his Harry Carey SNL skit was, Harry as Carl Sagan on Cosmos, the astronomer. So I thought this would be the year to do that. And when Harry passed away, there was a lot of space movies, Armageddon, Deep Impact, and some Star Trek movies. So I thought I might go all in with space.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And what are we going to see tomorrow? I'm sure you got something planned.
Yeah, our doors open at 5 a.m. I know a lot.
And how many people are going to be in line to get there at 5 a.m.?
It will be fun. You know, we have Ronnie Woo Woo and Ivy Man, but Ryan Sandberg, Ron Kittle, Dutchie. We have the Adler Planetarium is bringing over moon rocks and meteorites. And we'll have, I have Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock's original tunics from season one there. Will Ferrell's outfit, you know, that Harry Carey, you know, is Harry Carey one from SNL will be there. Wilson, the ball from Castaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Wilson's showing up because people don't know it. Wilson was hiding out in the Cubs locker room for the last two seasons above Wilson Contreras' jersey.
No kidding.
Yes, it was the good luck charm.
The actual Wilson from the movie?
Yeah, it was in a hidden display in the Cubs locker room.
What?
Yes.
How do you know this stuff?
I know everything.
You too. Yeah, it's crazy.
If I see it, I want it. So Wilson's going to live at Harry Carey's Navy Pier after the toast.
How did it get there?
How did it get there?
Yeah. How did it get there, Grant?
No, the Cubs know a lot of people. They have a lot of friends.
They do.
Yeah, a lot of Cub fans out there. And one thing that will be really neat tomorrow is a Cub fan that works in Hollywood. He worked on Westworld and Stranger Things, Avengers, X-Men. Built a larger than life Harry Carey. Looks exactly like Harry. If Harry, it's the bust, you know, but if Harry was full sized, this Harry would probably be 20 feet tall.
Okay.
And so the bust of Harry will be unveiled. Kevin Kirkpatrick is the sculptor that made him. He actually lives in Freeport, Illinois and commutes to Hollywood.
You're kidding.
No.
Right outside of Rockford.
He's a big, big Cub fan, yes.
Wow.
All of Freeport, they have Little Wrigley Field there. I mean, they're diehards in Freeport.
Where do you put the bus? Is it going to be outside on Kinsey?
It's going to be in the bar tomorrow, and then it will be in our Chicago Sports Museum at Water Tower Place afterwards in Harry Carey's broadcast booth. And then tomorrow we have like Ryan Dempster showing up around 4 o'clock. He would have shown up in the morning, but he has a makeup artist transforming him into Harry Carey.
I've seen it.
Yeah, Dempster does a really good Harry.
I've seen it. Yeah. He did the seventh inning stretch and he walked right past me. I'm like, oh my God, I had to do a double take. I had no idea who it was. And then I figured it out when he started talking.
Yeah. So all morning long tomorrow will be, we're going to have breakfast and all kinds of craziness. And then the toast parts at 6:30 p.m. anywhere in the world you can toast, and You know, I just got a fun video, which probably hit everywhere, is Antarctica. National Geographic Lindblad expeditions toasted from Antarctica with giant penguins, the emperor penguins, and they sent me the video. And we have tall towers all around the world toasting, Harry, from Berlin to Tokyo.
Of course you do.
Yes.
So whether you can make it down or not, we can be toasting wherever we're at.
Wherever you are.
I love that.
NASA is toasting with powdered space iced tea.
Interesting.
Yes, because I wanted the International Space Station, but they couldn't give me that. They got me the Johnson Space Center.
How would you make that call? It's Grant DePorter from Mary Carey's. Put me through. Okay. All right. We'll do that. And if you open at 5 a.m., what does that mean for Joe? Joe, what time do you arrive and start cooking?
We'll get there around 3:30.
Oh, that's a long day for you.
That's all right.
That's a normal day.
A regular
day.
Half day, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
so
Joe,
do you cook? I mean, so you get there at 3:30, you're cooking all day.
Well, it's just for the breakfast, right? And then the breakfast will wrap up sometime around 10 o'clock or whenever everyone exits. And then we'll open up for lunch. And we'll get ready for dinner right around 4. And it's a regular day.
So you're cooking all day.
Yeah.
People watching on CLTV, you have two plates in front of you. We thought it would be fun to, of course, have Grant in to talk about tomorrow night. Roe and Anna are going to be there broadcasting live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done it 20 times. I think Roe's been the master of ceremonies, probably 15 of 20.
I think you're right. Yes, I've seen him there, too. But tonight's Valentine's Day, and we thought it would be fun for you to come in and give us a recipe that people can make at home that can't make it out to Harry Carey's or go out to dinner.
Right on. Well, it depends on it. I thought about it a lot, and really depends on what your Valentine is into. You know, so if you're going to make the leap to make dinner for your Valentine, you want to find out what he or she really likes. What is their favorite dish? You know, so mine I know loves fish and roasted vegetables and things, and a lot of things that I really don't eat.
I love the passion in your voice.
So
too.
I sort of conjure up my mind. Maybe it's some roasted root vegetables with a little bit like organic honey and some sage, and then we'll roast a nice piece of fish and a little glass of wine and just have a nice little low-key inside if you can't make it out to the restaurant.
Now, is that easy enough for everyone to do?
I think it's very simple. You know, I mean, get yourself a nice fresh piece of fish, season it, get a nice hot pan, a little olive oil, sear it on both sides, pop it in the oven, and you just pre-roast your vegetables or whatever you like. It could be grilled asparagus. You could grill it inside. It could be simple like garlic spinach or roasted beets. Or, you know, I mean, beets are very, you know, the red, the Valentine's, you know, they sort of evoke that.
I didn't think about that. I was never a beet guy, but lately I've had beet salad. I like beets.
Yeah, beets are great. Beets are great when they're roasted. They take on a great sweetness. You know, if they're pickled, they could go with a nice grilled shrimp, or they could even go with some pork. Depending on what you're into.
So Pete had you bring in your famous salmon dish because it is his favorite thing that you
It is.
Make
we've resurrected. We've brought the sexy back with your salmon here,
and
Pete.
The reason that I bring this up is because Jane and I have seen you a few times, but we really became friends. And I don't know if you two remember this. The Wood Family Foundation, I want to say it was 4 years ago, Jane and I were hosting
Navy
at Harry Carey's, Navy Pier.
Right.
And Jane and I are eating chicken nuggets by the kitchen door, and you're like, guys, come on in here. I'll make you a nice fresh fish. And you gave us salmon.
Right.
You made us salmon, and the three of us just sat there and stood up over the garbage and ate.
Right. That's,
and talked.
That's the way we
it
do it.
It was nice, yes. And then I see you at Joel Murray's golf outings now. So,
right,
yeah.
Right, and we love that one also.
Right.
It's good stuff. This salmon is, it's a Faroe Island salmon. This Faroe Island is right in between Norway and Iceland. It's a very pristine waters. The aquaculture there is fed by streams that come in. It is a farm salmon, but is a very low pen density. So there's very few fish in this massive water. So very clean, very meaty fish. This one has the maple and mustard glaze that you both like
very much.
And then we have some charred cauliflower.
You can make anything, we'll eat it.
Yes. Right on. This has charred cauliflower, both purple and our regular white cauliflower with some peppadew peppers. And then this guy, I don't know where the camera is, but this is our one of our best sellers. This is a very sustainable fish. It's a white fish out of the Great Lakes, and it's a white fish oregano. So the oregano is, you know, garlic and oregano, obviously, and parsley, a little wine, a little chili flakes, and then some braised kale underneath it, and a little caramelized lemon.
Wow.
God, that sounds great. How long have you two been together? How long has he been working there?
No, Joe, six years.
Hey, wow. He wouldn't know.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 30th year this year. We opened in 87.
God, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Good for you. For more information on the toast tomorrow, where can they go?
Our Facebook page, Toast to Harry, or harrycarries.com, or WGN Radio's website.
It's right on the front page.
You're a partner on
yep.
this.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're, you know, if people show up at 5 in the morning, I've got some astronaut outfits or alien outfits. They can put them right on them. It's going to be a fun morning.
People Grant's that like, show up at 5 in the morning will probably put those on.
Yeah, do you want to be there?
I would love to be there.
Okay, I'm counting on you. Jane's going to be there.
Grant and Joe, thanks for coming in. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you
for having us.
All right, the big toast.